Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Washington, Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Israel spied on closed-door talks over the nuclear program in Iran involving the U.S.
out.
Can you believe
no.
it? My God, the story today in the Wall Street Journal, Israeli government's use of the information it gleaned, sharing it with lawmakers and others to undercut support for the deal, has angered the White House. You know what? I'm not a big fan of this deal, particularly, because I think it's too loosey-goosey. But you know what? It's some, and maybe I'm just being naive. Wouldn't be the first day on the planet that I've been naive. And I'm wondering, Rishi, I was saying this earlier. I got a call from the fellow that we've dealt with before in Israel. He wants me to come back to Israel.
Yeah.
I think we did. You and I talk. How was I talking? It was you I talked about yesterday. Right?
Yeah, yeah, you mentioned your.
Anyway, did I say in the morning? I don't remember. And not important to the story. And I believe that one of the reasons that they want a few of us to come back over there and do programs is because of all of the hoopla,
a little damage control.
Yeah, that's about between what Netanyahu said about look, go, you better go vote because the Arabs are all voting. So.
They feel that their relationship is strained, and they want to make sure that their relationship with the American people is not.
Right. They don't care about the president.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. No, they're just waiting their time out there. Yeah. We got 2 more years with this joker, and then we get the next guy.
Right. Or woman.
And they want to make sure that that you and I are still good with them. Hey, we're good, right?
Yeah.
You're my peeps, right?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I'll go over. I think they want to come. They want to do it in May. I'll go over for a few days. The TSA in the news today. Transportation Security Administration are not armed, and they ought not to be.
I agree.
However,
they have legs, though, right?
Say again?
They have legs, though.
Yes.
Good.
Arms and legs.
Making sure.
Go ahead. Continue.
Whew. I'm glad I've been saved.
Feeling
been
a little silly saved. Here, sorry.
Okay. Well, you slept late enough. You should be all full of
good, man.
All right. After we woke you up at 4:45.
Yep.
Hey, Richie, can you help us figure this out? Okay, so how many people have heard about the machete attack at the New Orleans airport on Friday? You knew that story, right?
I didn't know
that story?
You didn't hear the story, Rich? Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, Roberta was angry at the airport, and so she went in with a machete, and she used...
That would surprise no one. Right. Come on.
Roberta Fasanelli, who's been a part of our team here, moved to New Orleans. Anyway, the TSA union wants some action. Mm-hmm. They want things to change. They want a new armed unit. That's exactly what we need, are more people at the airport with guns. Right. So there aren't enough police wandering around. Every time I go into the L.A. airport,
never mind the TSA,
there's police all over.
Yeah,
there's
and that's what you want.
So a unit. Well, but so you, why are they having the TSA?
So what the TSA wants is those guys have guns. Why can't we have guns?
Yeah, right.
TSA shouldn't have guns. And
no.
There's the level of training is entirely not.
First of all, it's
there.
A joke to begin with.
It's mall
not
cop.
Necessary. Right.
Mall
Who
cop
needs,
with airplanes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sorry.
But if you
no
work
sale.
For the TSA, we still love you. Because a lot of people do. Just not everybody needs to be armed. If you have, look, I'm all for it. You want to have armed security standing at the checkpoint, great. But the TSA doesn't probably need to be armed.
No.
I was there during one of those drills, and it's a chaos.
Nope. Robert Durst. Nope. No bail. No big surprise, the judge denied bail yesterday. You remember,
really
you know who Robert Durst, well, okay, let me, yeah.
Do we really need a trial for this guy?
I don't think so, but he's got
another
murder that just tied him to.
He can get shot by the firing squad there. This guy was looks like a flight risk anyway.
And he just killed, 1971 murders being tied to him. So he's got another one under his belt.
He's nuts a cuckoo, man.
And you heard about the judge, right? The judge that tried to convict him last time he was in trouble and couldn't. She went out to get her paper one morning, and there were a bunch of cat heads on her doorstep.
Without bodies.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
Okay, so does that mean he has to be shot? Well, what do we do with him? What do we do with
people? I'd send him to Utah. Firing squad.
Well, but, okay, under the circumstances, how do we, these people, by definition, if you kill somebody, you are out of your mind. You're insane.
Well,
so it's the best way to handle.
Sometimes you're just angry.
Unless you're a mobster or.
Terminally insane, and some people, it's a crime of passion where for a fleeting moment they are out of their minds.
So how does executing people like that offer a deterrent to those?
You know.
You think that people who do that in a moment of anger.
Does he deserve to breathe anybody else there?
Thing.
Yeah. Here in Virginia, there was a terrible case a couple of years ago where a state legislator named Creed Deeds had a son who was mentally just having problems. And he tried to get him into a facility, and they didn't have enough beds to accept him. Mm-hmm. Within the next 24 hours, the son stabbed him, and he had to shoot and kill his own son. Mm-hmm. And since then, they have really done a nice job of just going over all of the mental disability laws here and helping to get people who need help into facilities. Mm-hmm. And Terry McAuliffe, just the governor who I'm not a big fan of, but he did a great job in just overhauling the mental facilities here and getting help. This is what we need in this country, is help for the mentally disabled, help for people who are having problems. You need to get them help, because every time we look at one of these cases, the shooting in the theaters, the shooting in the malls, whatever it is, there was red flags everywhere.
Yeah. All right. So you know how we can fix all the problems, Richie, of the world?
Show me.
Everybody should be drinking Super Beets.
Absolutely.
Juice. Put the Super Beet powder into a glass of water and watch as you stir it. Those little red corpuscles, they're just little eensy teensy little pieces of granulated beet. And by the way, when you have a glass of this, it's like eating three beets. That's how good Super Beets are. The easiest way to get natural dietary supplementation to give you more stamina, more energy, more awareness, the blood. Super Beets and blood go together like you wouldn't believe. It's a marriage. It's wonderful. Beetroot juice, been used by athletes for stamina boosting effects. And that's not the half of it. We were talking about Alzheimer's earlier. If you get blood into your brain, chances are you'll have less of a chance to have problems like that as you get older, because you're keeping your brain from getting hard, lubrication. What happens to get older? Blood doesn't get around quite so well. You get high blood pressure, that sort of thing. These things, the properties of beets in Super Beets, help to open up your arteries, get the blood flow to your muscles, to your brain, to your all your organs. It's just a perfect way to fix a problem, or better yet, to keep the problem from happening. That's what I like about it. Beetroot juice, all kinds of things, very high in nitrate value. Please do yourself a favor. Call this number now and get on to the program. We all have 800-655-4183. Or you go to Richie.
DougLikesBeets.com.
DougLikesBeets.com. I almost got it done.
DougLikesBeets.com.
Get a 30-day supply free when you order a regular supply. You'll also get a free book that explains why it is that there's so much attention being given to beets now and why Super Beets is the best way to ingest all of the help that you need from this perfect food. 800-655-4183 gets you the order, or you can order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Again, the number to call to order Super Beets. Get on the bandwagon. The Richie, I got some. I have a present for Jennifer. You and Kenny and I. Where the hell did that come from? Are going to have lunch.
Frank is a dog.
I'm going to make you feel good with my present to you of Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and I have a fellow that I haven't talked to for years and years. I remember how much time we used to spend talking about the tax help that you prepared, all these books that you've written. Dan Pilla, his website, by the way, is taxhelponline.com. He's one of the country's premier experts on IRS procedures and the abuses, and that's where we got off, because I was big. You know, how long has it been since you and I talked? It's been 10 years? Maybe more than that, even.
Yeah, it's probably been about 10 years, Doug. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I am very well, yes.
I'm glad to see you're still on the hunt here. The book is called How to Win Your Tax Audit. How many people have a lot to worry about? What we've been hearing is the IRS doesn't have enough people to chase you around. So that's true or false?
Well, it's true that they don't have enough people, Doug. That's true. But the question is, what are they doing with the people they have? What they're doing with the people they have is they're using them for enforcement purposes, not taxpayer assistance. So you can't get the help you need if you call on the phone. You can't get the help you need if you walk into an office. But if you owe money, they're going to be in your face, and certainly they're escalating the computerized audits, not so much the face-to-face audits, but the computerized audits. They're escalating those quite substantially because, you know, hey, they need the money.
All right, so then what do we do? What's the average person who gets chased around by these people? How do you keep from being abused?
Well, the first thing you got to understand, Doug, is you got rights as a taxpayer. You know, I've been talking about this for years. You and I have talked about this over and over again. The taxpayer advocate has finally acknowledged, Doug, back in 2013, not that long ago, that the IRS simply does not tell the truth when it comes to taxpayers' rights. As a matter of fact, the taxpayer advocate did a survey and found that fewer than half the people she talked to even knew they had any rights, and even fewer than half of those people knew what any of their rights were. So the first thing you got to do is understand what your rights are. That's what I do in the book, is talk to you specifically about what your taxpayers' rights are, how to use them to make sure that you don't get run over in the process.
Yeah. All right, so under the circumstances, tax audits, they go after phantom income. And I'm looking at some of the things that have been. They've been playing these games, though, for a long time. And I just wonder if because of technology they're more sophisticated. I think that's kind of the point you're making here, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. The phantom income attacks, just for your listeners who don't know, this is where the IRS audits you and makes the claim that you earned more income than you reported on your tax return, and they do an evaluation of your lifestyle to figure that out. This has been going on for a while, Doug, but it is getting more and more sophisticated based on the use of technology and the availability of data, which I talk about in the book at length. So once we understand that, and then you know exactly how to keep records, which I talk about in the book, then you can insulate yourself from that.
All right, so here's my suggestion. The book is out, called How to Win Your Tax Audit. You can probably get it on your website, get it at Amazon and all the usual places, Dan, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my website or Amazon. My website is taxhelponline.com.
Right. Again, How to Win Your Tax Audit. Nobody wants to see you win more than me and Dan, so don't put up with any of their foolishness. How to Win Your Tax Audit. It's 21 after the hour. Dan, good to talk to you. Take good care.
A Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You recognize the voice from a kid who on this date, 1958, Elvi reported to the local draft board in Memphis.
Aww.
He became, his U.S. Number, his tag number was 533-10761, Richie.
Why didn't you tell me that? I could have.
I did tell you that. I said, well, get me an Elvis song.
Well, but you didn't
Elvis
tell me.
Was now government property. Look, you slept in today. What do you want from me?
Well,
you're not prepared.
I would have given this song had I known that that was the story.
Uncle Sam.
Give us a room with the view of the beautiful ride.
Okay. So here was the conundrum, but nobody thought about it then. Let's just think about it for fun for a moment. Uncle Sam tells Elvis he's got to show up and serve his time. So he goes in for 2 years. Guess how much Uncle Sam lost in tax revenue because there was a Private Presley in the Army. Take a guess, Richie.
Back in 58?
1958, 59, 60.
I would say $20 million. No, not that much. $5 million.
No. It's still a bit. It's a big number for that time, though. Kenny knows the answer. So, Jen, you want to take a shot at this?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Is Rich close? Can you give me that?
No. The government lost about $500,000 in taxes each year Presley was in the Army.
So, $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million.
Okay.
Right. Would you or would we have been better off if Elvis never went into the Army and he continued to work and we got the tax money? Because anybody could have gone into the Army.
Yeah, I would say it was probably a good PR for the Army to have him there.
Yeah.
And it probably sent a lot of guys, I want to be just like Elvis, man. Let me go. I'm going to sign up.
And so there, we thought that went through. Thank you very much. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today's video of the day was discovered by Mr. McFadden.
This is so
funny. It's a Thing Starter video, which is a series of parody Kickstarter videos where budding entrepreneurs make fundraising appeals for wildly misguided projects. This particular video, trying to raise money for an app called I Not Racist, which award you points for not doing racist things. You got to see this, but here's a little bit of the audio to wet the whistle.
I apologize ahead of time.
Hey, no problem. Hi, thing starter. If you're like me, you're always opening doors for African Americans. It's the right thing to do, and it proves you're not a racist. But don't you wish you could get credit for all of this non-racism? That's why I created I'm Not Racist. I'm Not Racist is a groundbreaking social media app that lets you show the world exactly how not racist you are. Earn I'm Not Racist points for everyday not racist things, such as befriending the Latino guy from lunch, or voting for an African-American politician, or dating an Asian person. Your I'm Not Racist score is definitive proof of how racist you're not. And it determines your ranking on the I'm Not Racist scoreboard. Compete against your friends and family to see who's the least racist. Sorry, Uncle Bobby.
All right.
I'm Not Racist is great.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of the I'm Not Racist video? A, it's hilarious. B, it's racist. C, it's in poor taste. D, I feel guilty for laughing at it. Maybe in poor taste. But
I can laugh at it because I'm not racist, because I'm married
a
Latina.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty.
I even adopted a Latino.
Yeah, there you go.
A Latina.
Right. We got a new website, richiesnotracist.com.
Right.
We'll put that one up there. All right, so the poll yesterday.
I beat all of you.
Doug Steffen, yeah, sure you would.
You
What's
would.
Your favorite thing about spring? Well, we didn't get any results from that, Kenny. What happened? Is that we still working that over, or I just didn't
Too
get
Too close to call.
All right. It starts saying later. Huh? That's all right. No, it's a big sweat. Okay. So that's the latest chapter in Grab Butt Radio, boys and girls. That's the Doug Steffen.
Very well done, sir. You're a professional.
I certainly am. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
When flights are canceled in bad weather, rebooking can be tough. How do you speed up things? Ismet Mengler, a reporter with the International Business Times, says, try calling the airline's international booking line, even if your flight is domestic.
You can usually find that number on your airline's website. And if you don't want to pay for a pricey international call, connect through Skype or Google Voice.
The agents on the Spanish-speaking helpline usually speak English as well. Other options? Send the airline a tweet, email the customer relations vice president, or buy a pass to the airline's VIP lounge.
Many airlines sell these one-time passes for around $50. You get access to the customer service representatives who are sitting in the lounge. And, of course, the bonus is that you can relax in a little bit of a nicer environment than you would in those uncomfortable airport seats.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sit smooth. You handle things, keep it together there. Can you eat and move your fingers at the same time?
How do I sound? I'm a professional at eating and talking on the radio at the same time.
Yeah, perfect. All right, let's see what we can do with another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Hopefully, well, the last half hour wasn't bad. Today actually has been pretty good. It was better before McFadden got here, in one sense. But
that's the key.
After that, so did you see
the
picture?
Are you eating a granola bar on the air, Rich McFadden?
It's a Kasi chocolate almond bar. Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a picture of my grandson Miles, a new one of him smiling. Rich, he's looking at a picture of you.
He's very
and
cute.
He started to laugh. Yes,
yep.
He did. Yep. Okay, so let's
up.
See what we can do with the radio that we have. We have lots of radios, and we don't want to waste this opportunity to fill them with good things so they can get into your ear and into your head. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments, and we're going to talk about... now, I'm going to tell you, it's a surprise, right? And Jack,
for everybody, including
I love
Jack.
Surprise.
Yeah. All right, so I...
What is so this. Funny?
No, I just saw this and I thought, you know what? Do I want to lead with this? Because normally the stuff that we lead with are supposed to be the big, heavy stories of the day.
Right. We start with the news.
Right.
And then we have a little
sorts
fun.
Of things. Right. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to deviate from that for a moment, Richie.
Okay.
Taco Bell in the news today. A new breakfast sandwich. Called a biscuit taco. Tastes like a breakfast biscuit, but shaped like a taco. Will be out, let's see, what is it, Thursday the 26th, in honor of my trip to see Jack up in Salt Lake.
They're you guys should go to Taco Bell together.
Right. That'd be your place we'd go.
Jack, is there a Taco Bell near you?
There's about two of them within a mile, and we will not be going to either one.
Oh, always ruins the party.
Right. So let's see. Taco Bell expects to test the Frito Taco in the next couple of months. It's a taco served in a shell made from Fritos.
Yeah, they've had that. They've had the Dorito Taco for a while.
They also have, let's see here, it's testing Captain Crunch Delights. Why is that at a Taco Bell?
Because they thought of it first.
It's their breakfast. It must be part of their breakfast thing, where they make a taco shell out of Captain Crunch.
So can you get breakfast at all of these fast food places now? Wendy's and McDonald's?
I don't think Wendy's does.
Wendy's didn't have breakfast.
Mm-mm.
No. I find this stuff kind of... With the news that we need to be more careful about what we eat, what could there possibly be of interest here for people who had any consciousness at all about
eating? You're hungover, Doug. That's when you go to Taco Bell. You go to Taco Bell when you need a little extra grease.
Are you speaking from experience?
To start, maybe.
Mm-hmm. yesterday I was on Facebook, and of course you see all these things that ruin everything. And remember the Vani Hari, the food babe? TheFoodBabe.com that we had on, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Yeah. She's good.
She gave us that that factoid that, well, back when we were all kids, there were like 10 food additives. Now there's over 10,000.
Right.
Well, she's got this new article or blog post out, and I was reading it yesterday, about you cannot, I challenge anybody to go to a pizza restaurant, whether it be a national chain or a small one, and ask for the list of the ingredients. You go to McDonald's, and you can see the ingredients and everything. But you go to a pizza place, and they will not tell you the ingredients. And it's because they have MSG in the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them, they've had to change it so that it's not traditional MSG, because apparently that's been outlawed. But they use some soy substitute for it, for the flavoring of the dough.
Can you answer what's so bad about MSG? I mean, I know it's not good, because everybody says, can I get that with no MSG?
It constricts your veins and arteries. Does the opposite of what the beet, super beet juice does.
Well,
it closes things down.
And obviously, and also it's got an effect on your brain.
Because the blood doesn't get to your brain. That's what that's what it's really all about. Closes everything down. You don't want to be having too much salt. And most people have gotten that message. Salt is used much less now than it was 25 years ago.
If I push this little fader up here, Mr. Jack might disagree with you, right?
Jack, you agree? Jack Stockwell is here. Do you agree about the use of salt?
That the use of salt across the country is down?
Yeah.
No, they're being scared into it. Yeah, but you absolutely need salt, but you need sea salt. You need the salt that has all of the trace minerals in it. The commercial salts that you get in the grocery store have already been processed. They usually have sugar added to them.
We switched to this Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah, Himalayan pink salt, or Celtic.
It's very good.
Celtic sea salt from the shores.
It's got so much more flavor than regular salt.
Yes, it does. But it also has a lower amount of sodium, a higher amount of potassium.
Somebody to get a hold of that, and they'll bastardize it somehow or other and screw it up like
that. Well, there's such a market. There's such a demand now for sea salt, for really good, high mineralized salts, that I think there's going to be actually more people doing this very thing.
And I will tell you, if you switch to this Himalayan, the first couple times I used it, I was like, wow, that's too much. A little bit goes a long way, and you end up using so much less because your body
immediately recognizes the fact that there are trace minerals present in this salt that wasn't in the commercial salts you've been using, and you get that, you almost get the brakes putting on. Your body's telling you don't need as much.
And quickly, what's the big problem with MSG?
Well, it's a neurotoxin. It's poisonous to the brain. There are foods that have monosodium glutamate in it, certain kinds of rices, certain kinds of vegetables, that is wrapped up with a protein structure that the body can usually assimilate it. It's the synthetic stuff that's been processed,
okay,
that's added to foods because it's a taste stimulant, but mm-hmm, it's also a neurotoxin. It is toxic to the brain.
And the only reason I mention this is because the more we all talk about it, the faster they'll take it out of our pizza dough and we can eat healthy pizza again.
Well, that's it. Look how many products now in the supermarket, right across the face of the label says, does not contain high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so
of the
you
demand.
Work that angle. Right. You work it long enough, it's like the GMO stuff, same kind of thing. Let me do a couple of quick things, Jack, before we get to you. The situation with Ellen Pao, P-A-O, that trial in Silicon Valley. This is one of the largest sex discrimination suits ever. She's suing her former employer, Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. This sounds like an episode of The Good Wife. She's suing him for $160 large in lost wages and damages. She claims that the law firm was a boys' club. Men were valued. Men were promoted. Men became senior partners. Women were ignored, left to linger in the lower-paying positions. The outcome of the case could set the tone for hiring in the tech world for years to come. So, watch.
And when you say 160 large,
160 million. 160 wow. million bucks. And with the tone and sort of the way this is getting played, I'm betting she's going to win. Just on the surface, I've read a few things about it, but I'm betting that she's going to win. And so you just kind of watch it and see. Here's a good story from this is a place that's close to my heart. You know how I always have loved the Dairy Queen. Love. It's like Waffle House. Two of the worst things in the world that Jack says I can put in my body. And I love going to the Waffle House because their waffles are so...
stop there once every 4 months, so no big deal.
Yeah, I do. On my way back and forth across the country, like right. When I leave next week, I'll stop once at a Waffle House. Yeah, exactly. All right, but the Dairy Queen, if I can find more of those... Well, the old Dairy Queens where you could get the vanilla... the vanilla cone dipped in cherry. It's probably the worst thing in the world you can put in your body, but that's something about it. So the story today at DougStefan.com about firefighters in a town called St. Clair Shores, the station four blocks away from the Dairy Queen, they have chipped in to replace the tips for counter workers. Somebody stole the tip can. And so the Dairy Queen was giving out ice cream cones to commemorate 75th anniversary of Dairy Queen. That wasn't enough for some of the young girls in the neighborhood who decided to steal the tip jar. So they did that. And as a matter of fact, they posted the theft. This is what I couldn't believe, Kenny, on social media, Snapchat, yeah, with the words, "Rob Dairy Queen tip jar." And so, anyway, they were stupid. Did they get caught? The more important part of the story is that the firemen in that town refilled the tip jar. And I thought that was kind of a cute thing. And you can see the story, DougStefan.com. All right. Jack is going to join us in a moment. First, though, I want to talk with you about those pesky bags and puffy eyes that you have. Richie doesn't have them today because he slept for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
Don't wait another minute to fix your problem. Or if you have lines, bags, puffiness under your eyes, around your eyes, call 800-543-9262. Take advantage of this limited time offer, the spring sale on GenuCell. You want to look your best. You want to join the hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people, not just women, but men, who absolutely love GenuCell, because it does get rid of it. It absorbs the water. That's what the puffiness is. It's just a collection of water under your eyes, and it absorbs it. You don't have to use a lot of makeup. You just use GenuCell. Gets rid of the puffiness, the bags, lines, and stuff around your eyes. Instant effects. Put it on tonight. You'll see effects tomorrow morning. 800-543-9262. Order it now, and the folks at Chamonix will double the amount of the... of the order. So you buy 3 months, you get 6 months supply. Pretty good deal, huh? 800-543-9262. Especially when you look at your face and you see how wonderfully well it's working on your eyes to get rid of the puffiness and the lines and the wrinkles. 800-543-9262.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store at staples.com for details.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Jack Stockwell is with us. Dr. Jack, his website, Forbidden, well, he's got his own, there are two or three different ways you can get to Jack, jackstockwell.com. But if you're interested in knowing and being first in your block, first kid in your block to know what's going on in the world of medicine that isn't a part of the headlines every day, then you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and sign up for your podcast, right? How are those doing?
It's great. We've got several thousand downloads already. And
good.
The best thing about it is that people who are familiar with my radio show or my appearance on your show have been doing it, but they're telling other people, and that's why it's exploding almost logarithmically now.
All right, I wanted to talk to you about myopia. It's also known as nearsightedness. Richie has just gotten some glasses. This is a problem that's reaching epidemic proportions in our country. The story at DougStephan.com suggesting over 40% of our population needs glasses. And one-third of the world's population may be nearsighted by the end of the decade. So what is the cause of nearsightedness? And is it taken care of by glasses? Is it something that's a foodborne problem? Is it not?
Well, it's a combination of...
What the heck?
Well, it's a combination of several different things, but like most other conditions that have started to explode, the neurodegenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, chronic conditions that have shown up over the last few decades, you want to look at what's changed primarily from, say, 100 or 150 years ago. And the reason that we're having an explosion of myopia, nearsightedness, which means you can see things up close, you're having a hard time focusing or seeing things at a distance, is because we don't look at things at a distance anymore. We've come from outside to the inside with the inventions of television and now all the electronic data machines that we have. We don't have to focus on anything more than 2 or 3 feet away from us unless we're looking at long distance anymore, which is nothing more than the television across the room.
So that said, we've retrained our eyes.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
You just said something. It's interesting. It's all synchronicity. I'm going to have my eyes checked this morning. I can't see the TV anymore across the room with or without my glasses. I cannot see clear images on the television screen. Whether I'm in my, both the bedroom here in California, bedroom at home, I have the TV, you know, sort of away from the end of the bed, and I just found in the last 3-4 months, I can't focus on the screen. So is that what this is?
Well, it could be a combination of both. Presbyopia, which is the inability to see close up because of the tiredness of the ciliary muscles that control the focusing of the lens.
Yeah.
This is something that happens to almost everybody by the time they hit 40 years old. Everybody needs some kind of reading assistance, at least in the sense of getting a 1 or a 1.5 magnifying reading glasses. But what when you're there may be a certain focal distance for you that is affected by both of these problems. So either it's got to move closer or further away, or you're going to have particularly adaptive bifocals.
All right, Richie, you were going to make a point. Excuse me.
Well, we've obviously come to train our eyes to be able to see up close because of the digital devices. Can we retrain them?
Absolutely.
I wonder if that's a problem, though.
Absolutely. And it's the same thing with sunglasses.
How long does something like that take?
Well, there are certain exercises, and there are certain kinds of lenses, glasses that you can get, the kinds that have those little holes in them, so that they force the eye to work harder. But there, if you spend more time outside without sunglasses, that's what's important. Mm. Sunglasses contribute to this as well, because we do not have a genetic history of sunglasses. Outside, looking at things further, sports, whatever else, without sunglasses will bring your eyes back to normal.
Really? All right.
Yes. Fascinating.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're doing a sequel. We're back by popular demand. Come on, everybody, strike up the band.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
Love it.
And everybody knows that the sequel's never quite as good.
A sequel. Another feature attraction. Please, roll camera, action! I thought it was the end, but no, my friend, this is when we get to do it all again. Do it all again.
I didn't like the movie, but the music was great in it. We're doing a sequel by the Muppets from last year's number two movie of this particular week. Was this the number two movie of the whole year? That wasn't it. Was it Muppets Most Wanted? How well did that do, Trevor? From this week, right?
Number two movie of the year. It did marginally well. Okay.
Yeah. It was okay, but the music was a lot of fun. Because most of the time, these characters and the music and stuff that goes with it, It's just fun. It's just fun stuff. All right, so that's how we get started. Movie Muppet Music gets us started with movie moments. And Captain Chuck Curry is here to bring us through with the movie news in just a matter of moments. First, though, we have a couple of more days to qualify you for our trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We're doing that here with three clips from a movie that was number one during this week last year. So number one this week last year was this movie we're going to give you the sound from, and then number two was the Muppets movie. Got it? Have I got that straight? I think I have that straight.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. So we have three clips. You know what they represent, what the movie is called. Got to give us the whole title for the movie. You dial this at 888-302-3684 when you can identify this movie.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
There's a kid from Massachusetts who never thought he would be a star. He just thought he was going to be a grunt actor. And now the world is an oyster for him, isn't it, Chucker?
It is, no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, one next. More. Yeah, go ahead.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
Well, I definitely know who that is.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay. I know what it is. I know what it is. Okay. Sorry.
Last clip.
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
Is he wearing a parachute?
No. No, he wasn't.
That's Johansson. Right in yes. Jackson there, the two boys. And my son was in the gym with Samuel L. Jackson the other day, and he said he looks like he's sick. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
A lot of people are fooled by his appearance normally because he's not a young man. He's 65 years old now.
Yeah, he's more than 65.
If you ask most people how old is Sam Jackson, they would probably say about 55.
Yeah. Yeah,
I tell you what, that commercial he did for the March Madness, where they're going to the Annapolis with Spike Lee and what's his face, it is hysterical.
Yeah, he got a good sense of humor.
So
good
funny.
Sense of self. All right, so what's the name of the movie anyway? 888-302-3684. We'll have the answer to that. We'll have a qualifier and Chucker Hot Movie News in just a moment here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
All right, let's see if we can get to the bottom of the name of the movie first. Here's John. What do you think the movie is called, John?
Marvel's The Avengers.
That's a pretty good guess, actually.
Very, very close.
It's
the sister to the movie.
Jake, what do you think the movie is?
Pulp Fiction.
Well,
you've got one of the actors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Samuel Jackson was in it. All right, Leroy, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Yes, sir, you have it. So you'll qualify for our drawing in, I think it's Friday. We'll have a winner by this time on Friday to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Okay, that's good. Good work. Hold on a second, Leroy. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
All right, Doug, Universal Pictures Furious 7, that's the seventh installment in the Fast and the Furious franchise, now tracking at an April record of $115 million opening weekend when it hits theaters April 3rd.
It's supposed to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Isn't that really what's
stupid?
Well, but it's...
I like the last one a lot. I'm not a huge fan of the franchise, but I thought it was a lot of fun.
Dear Vin Diesel, Pauline.
It's been fun.
Yeah,
why do you name his daughter Pauline?
After Paul Walker.
Because of Paul Walker.
From what I read, Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are so entwined in social media, have such huge Twitter followings, that this film is actually going to do about 20 million more than it normally would have done because those guys are so popular in this
Are they format. Friends? Have they become friends?
I would assume they're friends, but I think Vin Diesel has like 87 million Twitter followers.
Woo. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Good Lord. Wow.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact. chat with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.